Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 443 for November 14th, Cyberlinks UCAM. This show and the entire TWiT broadcast network is brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thanks. And now, get ready for Dick. It's time for the Daily GizWiz, the GizWiz, the GizWiz. It's time for the Daily GizWiz, the show that makes its own gravy.
Oh, very good. Its own rice-a-roni.
I forgot what we made our own of. Hello, Dick DiBartolo. Leo Laporte on this side of the microphone. You on the other side of the country.
Yes.
That restraining order is still being honored.
It is. Yes. Well, I have a fun... I'm just going to send you this link.
Oh, good. Yes.
Leo, I very, very rarely do software, but a PR woman sent me this and said, Dick, you're going to love this so much. I just sent it to you. It's from Cyberlink, and it's called UCAM.
Cyberlink UCAM.
UCAM. Now, what this is a software that you download. It's $35. I thought it was $29.99. And on the little clip I sent you, I say $29.99, but it's $34.99. So what you do is you download the software. You can download it a trial for 30 days for free. And then the software looks for your webcam. And in my case, it found my little Logitech webcam. And then on the side of the screen are a bunch of buttons. So as you're making little videos, you can hit these buttons and geese can fly through the screen. In the little video I sent you, I say, you love this. You'll love it. And a big pair of red lips flash on and off.
Oh, how funny.
You can have fireworks. Once you buy it, you can go to cyberlink.com and they keep adding new effects. It is really great fun. And
so does this work with, how does this work? Does it work?
There's several ways to work it. You can go into your photo program and you can make frames for your photos. So when you print them out, they'll be framed.
All right.
You can, the thing I did not try is there's an IM function so that as you're doing video IMs, you can have yourself hit over the head with a hammer. you can have springs bouncing through the picture. What I use it for, and we'll be using for in the future, is when I make little videos, you can add a happy birthday border. There's a big Christmas border that when I do my little Christmas shopping guide that I'll put up on YouTube, I'll have the whole border around it with a Christmas decoration. It's really very clever, and it adds it as you're recording. So it's great fun. And let me just click on that little thing and see if I told you everything that it does. You know, YouTube is really amazing. I see 182
Everything's
people.
Everything's there.
Yeah.
182 people have seen this already?
Yeah. I put it up 2 days ago.
So I should search for what? YouTube?
I sent you the link. Did it not come through?
I didn't see it yet. That's all right. I'll just search for YouTube and GizWiz. Will that
work? Let's see. It's Cyberlink UCAM is what the thing is entitled.
Okay.
From Mad Maddest. Search Mad Maddest. I only have two videos up there.
Okay, I found it. All right.
Yeah.
Should I play this?
Yeah, just play it for yourself. As we talk, you can see what it does. Okay, and I'm just going to go to Cyberlink, make sure I didn't miss anything here.
So here we go. I'm playing it now.
Hey, it's Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest writer, and the GizWiz. I'm using something new. It's called Cyberlink UCAM.
You're getting into this, aren't you, doing these videos?
$30, yes.
But as you
are you putting them on the
videos, you
on
can
the, MySpace
page?
I'm putting them on MySpace.
Oh, look, there's a bird going right through your head.
A knockout kind of program.
Now, how are you doing that? Are you doing it?
With your mouse, there's a a banner of pictures down the side of your screen.
Oh, you just click it.
That the people can't see. And as you talk, you just click on all these different...
Because it does, you know, I can't see your hands, so I don't know what you're doing with your hands.
No. I wanted it that way.
It doesn't look like you're clicking anything. You're just sitting there talking. Wow, that's wild.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
So CyberLink, UCam...
How does it know where you are and where the rest of the room is?
Well, you know what?
Do you have to get out of the picture first, or...?
No. Once it finds your webcam... Interfaces with the webcam, picks up the picture from the webcam, and it knows where to put the stuff. So, and I haven't tried it all. There's evidently like a fun mirror thing where you can distort yourself as people. If you're doing a little photo to photo chat, you can make yourself be bent out of shape. You can, it has one of those, sets of frames, so it looks like four pictures just fell out of one of those photo machines. Yeah, it's really
very clever. That's really
it's
neat.
Very clever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so CyberLink UCam.
UCam.
And you can try it for 30 days for free.
Very cool. Very cool. Oh, wait a minute. Now we want to play the Christmas jingle, don't we?
Christmas jingle.
All right. Not the old jingle. It's holiday season. La 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 la.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Christmas letters, man.
Ah, such letters we get.
Such letters.
We get letters.
You know what? I don't know if you got them. I got probably 15 to 20 letters that it's a good thing we didn't get Totino's.
Why?
Pete's.
What happened?
They had an E. coli recall.
Oh, we dodged another bullet.
Yeah.
That would have been very embarrassing.
That would have been.
See, we were plugging them without getting paid to, so it's not embarrassing. Had we been paid to and they had a recall, that would have been embarrassing.
But what I thought was fascinating, Leo, that 15 to 24 people would know that we talked about them so much to email us and say, boy, are you lucky.
See, this is why they should have advertised with us.
They should have advertised.
We were giving them, real name recognition. So much so that when the bulletin came across that they were poisoning people, it just came right to us.
It came exactly.
That's a harsh statement. They weren't poisoning people.
No, they weren't. No,
they were making them deathly ill.
Yes, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Not much
perfect.
Better.
Right. Leo Laporte. Leo Laporte
did they get
said
them,
that.
Did they get them all back before anybody got sick? I hope they did.
I have no idea, because had they been sponsoring the show, I would have paid more attention.
Exactly. We would have said nice things. Instead, we're going to get sued by them.
It's a very gentle kind of E. coli.
Let's see. USA Today. Gino's, Totino's, frozen pepperoni pizzas recalled... These are from General Mills. 5 million frozen pizzas with pepperoni nationwide. After an outbreak of a virulent strain of E. coli in 10 states sickened 21 people. Oh, I'm glad we weren't involved in this.
Well, we've sickened more than that with the podcast.
That's easy. They don't recall us.
That's right. That's right. We can sicken 21 people in the first 8 seconds of this show.
Yeah. Lightweights. Yeah. That's why they should advertise on this show.
You want to talk about making people sick, you come to us.
Yes, this was 4 days ago. By now, if you were going to get sick, you would have. So, don't worry about it. But if you look online, the USA Today has the article, and they have all the different numbers and stuff. It's packages with the code ET7750 and a best if used date on or before April 2nd, 2008. Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, no, that would be
right.
They're
frozen, I guess.
They're frozen.
Throw them away.
Yeah.
Throw them away. Most of them were still on store shelves, but if you purchase them, throw them away.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Why are we giving them all this airtime? They never did
ever. Yeah, well, it's not the best. I think they would prefer we didn't give them that.
You're probably right.
Dear Dick, I wrote to you a bit ago about the Arco 605, which I'm still loving.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for letting me know about them on the podcast. I would like to point out one neat feature they have. You can download a fairly nice podcast management client directly from Arcos.
I like that.
It's the Arcos software that keeps track of your podcast. Sorry, I mean your netcast.
Yes.
And it also downloads the latest firmware for your player. Again, thanks for the great show. My wife and I love listening and laughing. Listen and laugh.
Because we're very funny.
That's the other. It's very flattering how many people go out and buy stuff. And I'm very happy to say 99% of the time people write to say they loved it. The only thing I'm getting hate mail on is Squawkers McCaw.
Boy, they didn't like that, did they?
No. The kids like it. The parents don't like
that,
it.
And that's why.
And that's why,
You know, when you I learned having kids that you really don't want to buy noise-making devices.
Unless the kid has their own room.
Yeah, with a soundproof door. A dungeon. That would be a good thing,
A soundproof area.
Squawkers McCaw. Yeah, that's the thing the aunt gives you or grandma gives you, and she doesn't have to live with the kid. And you go, oh, you're going to kill her. Right.
And you give it to her just before you leave.
Yes.
You go, oh,
one more
silly
thing.
Silly me, we're leaving. I forgot to give you your gift.
Squawkers McCaw.
We have to. I think the George Washington Bridge closes at 6.
Yes.
So we have to leave.
Gotta go. So sorry. Hate to give and run.
Yeah.
What? No, that wasn't me. That was something else. Somebody else. That wasn't me. Ah, Dick, we've.
You could teach. You know, if you wanted to do that, you could teach. You could take all 6 buttons on the bird and make it say things like if you never wanted to go back there again. You know, when they press the first button,
that was a crappy meal.
That's
you
good.
That
you could do that. It could be like a evil puppet, a Charlie McCarthy evil puppet type of thing.
Evil puppets. From outer space.
Yes.
They live in the future.
Squawkers McCaw.
He lives in the future because the future is where parrots will spend the
rest of their lives. See, he didn't even say the good one, which is the future is where you'll spend the rest of your life, is where they'll spend the future.
Where you'll spend the future.
We're talking about the amazing Criswell. Sorry, folks. We're still on another podcast. We'll catch up with you.
They're one, but we should tell people. We do one long podcast.
We chop it up.
His editor, Dane, cuts it into 14-minute segments and tacks on a theme.
So, in fact, instead of living in the future, we live in the past.
In the past. Yeah. All I do is I say 5 times, I'll be here. I'll be here. I'll be here. Oh, we did 2 more. I'll be here. I'll be here. Okay, Dane. Thanks.
And I just go, take a walk, Wild Gadget Warehouse. And that's it. It's very simple, really. It's the magic, the magic of podcasting.
Yeah, if one could say it's magic.
But one probably would be wrong. Dick, we are out of time. So,
thank goodness. Oh, okay.
Yeah, can't get any worse than this. No. So... I'll see you tomorrow, dude.
I'll be here.
Well, that's an extra one. We don't really need that one.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.